Heidegger is generally critical of Cartesianism, which is based on René Descartes' philosophy. Here are some key aspects of Heidegger's critique of Cartesian thought. 1. Subject-object dichotomy. Heidegger rejects the Cartesian split between the thinking subject, res cogitans, and the external world of objects, res extensa. He sees this dualism as artificial and problematic. 2. Critique of the cogito. While Descartes' famous cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I am, posits thinking as the fundamental basis of existence, Heidegger argues that our primary mode of being is not thinking but being in the world, in der Welt sein. 3. Rejection of representationalism. Heidegger disagrees with the Cartesian idea that we primarily relate to the world through mental representations. Instead, he emphasizes our practical, engaged involvement with the world. 4. Criticism of the present at hand. Heidegger argues that Descartes' view treats entities as merely present objects, what Heidegger calls present at hand or vorhanden, ignoring their contextual significance and our practical engagement with them. 5. Temporality. Unlike Descartes' focus on the present moment of consciousness, Heidegger emphasizes the temporal nature of human existence, including our orientation towards the future and our rootedness in the past. 6. Embodiment. Heidegger rejects Descartes' view of the body as a machine separate from the mind. For Heidegger, our embodied existence is fundamental to our being in the world. 7. Method of doubt. Heidegger sees Descartes' method of systematic doubt as artificial and detached from our actual lived experience. 8. Nature of the self. While Descartes sees the self as a thinking substance, Heidegger views Dasein, human being, as fundamentally characterized by its possibilities and its being towards death. In essence, Heidegger sees Cartesianism as emblematic of a problematic trend in Western philosophy that overemphasizes theoretical knowledge and neglects the more fundamental aspects of human existence and our engaged relationship with the world. His philosophy aims to overcome what he sees as the limitations and distortions introduced by Cartesian thought.